Good afternoon, everyone. I'm at King's waiting to go home, feeling a bit sorry for myself because I've just had two teeth out. Obi's gone to book us in for transport to go home. I've got a horrible numb tongue, roof of my mouth. They had to give me a stronger anaesthetic because I could still feel it. It went pretty well, really. At one point, I thought I was going to have to go home, and I was really happy about it without having it done because I'd had an anticoagulant at dialysis, and they were worried about the bleeding, but they went and spoke to their superiors, and they said it was okay. So I went ahead with it, or they went ahead with it. I've got stitches which will dissolve. I just hate the numbness. I'm not really bothered about the rest of it, and I feel like I'm talking like, I don't know. My tongue feels too big for my mouth. It's the most unpleasant experience. It's a long time since I've had this. I can't even have a cup of tea or a sandwich or anything yet. Anyway, I thought I'll just report in, and I'll probably save this and let you know when I get home. I'm probably sounding a bit better. I feel like I'm talking really weird. It's horrible. Obi came with me and he videoed the whole thing. Honest to God. He videoed it. What on earth for? I have no idea. They asked me if I wanted my teeth. I said, no, thank you very much. I've come here to get rid of them. Have you booked in? We're sitting in the seats there for Costa, really, but we're not buying anything. You all right, Debbie? Have you booked in? Darling, what? Have you booked in? Oh, I just hope we don't have to wait too long. I want to go home now. Enough is enough. How long did it take, do you think?
How long did it take for
what? Me to have my teeth out.
Well,
quick. About half, well, the actual taking the teeth out was probably about 10 minutes? It was only about 10 minutes. The one I thought was going to be the troublesome one to come out came out easily, and the one that I thought was going to be easier, they really had to yank it. with the pliers, off they went. But it's all gone now. So that's that. That's another step on the ladder to getting a transplant. Now I've got two fillings I need, but they will come through from a different department. I meant to ask them about that. I've got to go to a different department for that. So I'm not sure what will happen. I haven't had an appointment for that yet, so I should have asked them and I just forgot. Darling, I didn't ask them when I'm going to hear about my fillings, that appointment for my fillings. I forgot to ask them. No. I don't know what I'll have to do, though. I'll have to try and ring up next week and see. Those teeth are one side and both the fillings are the other side. What a state of affairs. Anyway, I will stop this for now and I'll let you know when my numbness has worn off. Hello everyone. Hello everyone, if that got cut off, because I think it might have done. Right, that's the time. And we got home about an hour ago and my numbness is almost worn off now. I was numb from the side of my head, from the top to my lip, the roof of my mouth, all the inside of my mouth on one side, and my tongue on one side. I've got a bit of numbness in my lip and on the side of my face, like to the side of my cheek, like the top jaw bit. But most of it's gone now. Obi's making me omelette and some noodles because I've got to eat soft food like an old lady for 2 days. Like a baby. So we'll see how that goes. But anyway, I'm glad I had it done. Oh, and by the way, he didn't make a video of me. He was winding me up. I wouldn't have really minded if he had done. It would have been quite funny. I've got jaw ache. But apart from that, it doesn't really hurt at the moment anyway. So I'm home and I'm feeling fine, actually. I've had worse things done, like my fistula and my line in my neck in and out on my jugular vein. Not pleasant experiences, so this is nothing in comparison. I made a bit of a fuss about going, and I was really happy when I thought I wasn't having it done, but now I'm glad it's over with. Thank goodness for that. So that's about it on this Friday afternoon, 4th of August. Every time I've heard people mention that date, it's made my heart sink. 4th of August. Now it's here and the horrible thing has gone. They sent me home with a load of gauze things in case it bleeds, and a box of paracetamol, but they made me drink a cup of liquid paracetamol before I had anything done. And I think I had about 7 or 8 injections. And they said it'd wear off in 3 hours, but it's taken nearly 5. And it's, you know, it's going to take about 6, I think, to completely be back to normal. But there you go. I'm just happy it's over with. We had to wait 1.5 hours to come home.
What do you want, spoon, fork, knife?
A fork, please. Now I've got to try and eat this. I will eat on the other side, obviously, but it's the jaw. It's pain in the jaw to eat. Even when you eat the other side, you're still using the same jaw. You know, you're using both jaws. Anyway, at least they didn't break it. Thank you very much, darling. Thank you. Anyway, my food awaits me. So I will love you and leave you for now, and I'll be back tomorrow, no doubt.